Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Trump has signed a number of executive actions after Congress was unable to reach agreement on a new coronavirus relief bill. NPR's Joel Rose says the president is being criticized by Democratic lawmakers, including New York's governor.
President Trump signed a string of executive actions on Saturday, including one that extends enhanced unemployment benefits at the rate of $400 a week, reduced from $600, but it requires states to pick up a quarter of the bill. New York's governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, calls that, quote, laughable.
You can't now say to states who have no funding, you have to pay 25% of the unemployment insurance cost.
Congress has so far failed to reach an agreement on a new coronavirus relief package. One of the sticking points is the Democrats' demand for billions of dollars in funding for state and local governments that have been hit hard by the pandemic. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The number of coronavirus infections in the U.S. now tops 5 million. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. remains the country with the most COVID-19 fatalities, with nearly 163,000. The director of California's Public Health Department, Dr. Sonia Angel, has resigned following delays in the state's ability to collect coronavirus test information. A high school in Georgia won't be allowed to reopen for in-person classes until at least midweek. That's after a number of students tested positive for COVID-19. Ellen Eldridge with Georgia Public Broadcasting says public schools in Paulding County reopened last week for fall classes without a mask mandate.
North Paulding High School, northeast of Atlanta, is closed today and tomorrow. Last week, the school gained national attention when photos of crowded hallways were posted on social media. The superintendent says the building will be deep cleaned after 9 cases of COVID-19 were confirmed. He also says contact tracing will be performed with the help of the state's health department.
Puerto Rico's Elections Commission has partially suspended voting in yesterday's gubernatorial primaries. Olivia Reingold has more.
The island's Elections Commission unanimously passed a resolution Sunday to reschedule votes for some precincts. That's after voters across Puerto Rico waited in long lines hoping that ballots would arrive so that their polling places would open. Some never did. In a statement, the Federal Oversight Board that managed funding for the vote blamed the, quote, disruptions on issues with printing ballots. By early afternoon, the two main political parties were calling for the local government to reschedule the primaries. The Election Commission says that any precinct that didn't start votes by 1:45 p.m. would reopen next Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Olivia Reingold in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
This is NPR News from Washington. The French government says nearly $300 million was raised at a weekend emergency donor conference to help Lebanon recover from last week's massive warehouse explosion in Beirut. It left more than 150 people dead, thousands injured, and left widespread destruction. Violence broke out in Belarus overnight in response to the latest presidential election results. The country's five-term president has claimed another landslide victory. NPR's Lucianne Kim says preliminary results show Alexander Lukashenko receiving about 80% of the vote.
Police used flashbang grenades and tear gas to clear protesters out of the center of the capital, Minsk. There were reports of injuries and arrests as demonstrators marched against an election they say was massively rigged. President Lukashenko, in power since 1994, had put two opposition candidates in jail. The wife of one of them, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, emerged as an unexpected rival, drawing huge crowds across the country. She appealed to both sides to stop the violence, even as protesters planned new demonstrations. Lucianne Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Police in Hong Kong have arrested media mogul Jimmy Lai under the city's national security law imposed by China 2 months ago. Lai was arrested on suspicion of colluding with foreign powers. He's been a vocal critic of China's ruling Communist Party and owns the tabloid Apple Daily. Last year, Lai met with Vice President Pence at the White House. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.